Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime you're playing a team that you play a lot during the season and sort of our closest rival, it's always a physical game, and both teams play hard against one another. So it's always fun. It's always a fun matchup, and I guess it lived up to that reputation last night.
You guys had a real good record last season within your division, so you've got one under your belt here, and haven't played many start this season here, but do you get extra motivated when you're playing those teams knowing just the proverbial four-point game?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the way that the structure is in the playoffs now, divisional games are obviously really important, and definitely you're always ramped up for every game, but those divisional ones essentially, especially when you're playing teams four or five times a year, just that alone sort of helps to fuel that intensity in the games, playing against a team that you see often. And definitely last night it was nice to get our first win against the division, and we want to be strong against it again this year.
Paul thought that hit on you by Stewart should have been a penalty. Would you concur?
I mean, it's not really up to me, obviously. It is what it is. Play happens in a game. It's a fast play on the forecheck, but, is what it is. I guess those kind of things happen, and I'm not a referee, so that's not my job.
Your thoughts on the downtime with the little break here before not playing again until Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have some practice time. I mean, last year we had no practice time, and this year, obviously with the schedule, that extra practice time, if you use it effectively, helps. And sure, if you have a couple of bumps and bruises, things like that, it's nice to sort of get healed up a little bit over that time. But it's also good to use that practice time on things we need to work on.
What do you think the way your group was able to stabilize after after falling behind first, and then also with the disallowed goal in the third?
Yeah, I mean, I think Paul said it. I mean, it's an NHL. That was an NHL win. You know, sometimes you want to go out and dominate the full 60 minutes and have there be no question or no lulls or change in momentum in the game. But that's, typically most nights that's not how it's going to be. So, we thought we came out really hard. Minnesota kind of came back at us. Probably took play over in the second period, and then we came back and battled our way back into that game, and I think the third period was our best period. So those are, again, it's kind of finding ways to win and finding learning how to win in those essential sort of tough games, like we saw against Carolina or that one last night, where you're in close games and you have to find a way to get over that hump. And for us, I mean, last night I think you saw some of our big time guys, our leaders, really step up, and obviously Wheels with the goal, but those guys that drive our team, I think, stepped up a lot last night, and that's what we need if we want to keep winning.
I mean, second periods have been challenging, but the ability to play well in the third, I mean, that's something you have to be able to build on too, right?
I mean we'd like to make every period a strong period. Obviously at times there's going to be games where you have a good first and you have a average second or vice versa. And that's just the game of hockey. Teams are good in this league, and it's going to go back and forth at times, switches of momentum. But I think the way we've been learning to handle that, where we get grind our way back into the game and then start to let our skill come out. I mean, we grinded our way, through that game, definitely through the second period and into the third, and then you see, a super skilled play by that top line and Wheels goal that comes out. So you got to find a way to win those games.